Let me take a brief musical interlude so we can be sure that we are doing this properly. You can tune in if you wish. You are listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3. I mean call in, actually. You already hopefully are tuned in. And be a part of this discussion. And until then, I'll be right back with you. And Rochelle, you say you had a...
Rochelle Gottwick.
You walked by a sushi now today?
Right, I walked right by it, and the guy was taking pictures, and I just looked at the camera, and I went in too. His dad was taking pictures, and I walked into New Leaf. I came back by, and I asked him what his name was, and he said, he didn't answer me. He said that I said to quit smoking crack, that I yelled at him and his dad and said to quit smoking crack. I said, I did not say that. I said, I own a business, and you can't say that. You can't accuse me of something I didn't do. He said, what are you, hallucinating? I said, no, I didn't say anything to you. I came back by here to see what you were taking pictures of and ask you your name and write it down because I feel like it's a violation of who I am to be taking my picture.
And what business do you work for?
I own my own business.
What kind of business do you do?
I'm helping the people.
Uh-huh. And what's the nature of your business?
To help street people.
Okay, and does it have a name or a place of a business? I mean, it's okay if it doesn't.
Right.
I just wonder if it does. But, I mean, here's a story on that. First of all, they are obviously harassing people here. That's what they're doing with this stuff. And, of course, they're intending to drive everybody away from here. But they and you both have the right to take pictures, you know, so.
No, I just requested just don't take my picture. Just stop taking my picture.
Right. Now, of course, since you're in a public place, anybody can take your picture. You know that.
No, I understand that. I was simply requesting that he not do that.
Right.
And now he's taping what he says, what she says, because he was complaining about us. He says, he keeps saying that we go by and we harass them and we cat calls to the women. I've been sitting here all day. I've been sitting for 1 month, and I never saw any of that.
And how often, how many hours a day are you here, would you say?
All day, every day, sometimes till 2 a.m., off and on.
And
I came here from Washington State, 1,040 miles, because someone said, I lived in Santa Cruz Mountains, Boulder Creek, off and on since 97, and somebody said they were doing crack and heroin on the streets, these kids, and nobody has any crack or any heroin. And I would never yell that they're to stop selling crack to them. I said, why would I come and engage you and ask you your name if I just yelled, you're selling crack?
Right.
Barely holding together.
Okay. Now he's engaging the police and her in some lie that happened out here. Nobody's done anything out here today.
My advice to you is don't let it bother you.
Just it really bothers me.
I hear you. I mean, let's put it this way. It's going to bother you, but don't let it.
I looked him straight in the eye and he lies with a big smile on his face because he has money and he owns a business. Somebody said they have three or four of these and his dad owns a big gallery and I can't believe that money, that he's believed because of money.
I want
to be believed because I'm believed.
You should. I mean, and we'll play this on the air. But in the meantime, hang in there. So it's about 4:47, according to Officer Pollock. And we have a, I guess it's a, looks like a hand organ, although a larger than a hand organ. The woman has set up sort of an area where she's playing, and her companion is there too. I would say they're blocking the sidewalk, actually, because they're in line with the crosswalk, but I'm not going to tell them. And Sergeant Baker is observing and saying nothing. Dan Hopkins, what's happening here? What do you think of all the situation?
Anything happened today?
No, I just got off work.
Boycott sushi now.
I just got off work, so I don't know. But I got a feeling that these people that are sitting out here playing music right in front of us,
yeah.
I think that the cops are going to tell that guy to move out of the way because it's a thoroughway right there.
Thoroughfare, yeah.
Yeah, thoroughfare, whatever you call it.
But yeah. I noticed that he isn't taking any action on it. It's kind of strange.
I heard him say something, but the other cop didn't really realize what he was trying to tell him, you know? In other words, he says, hey, yeah, make sure that they don't block the sidewalk.
We're talking with...
Give us a street name. Or a name you want.
We'll call you Purple.
Hey, Purple.
Hey, Purple.
And what's the story?
The story is, one time I was enjoying myself here on the corner, and I noticed the police parked in the red lane, gotten out of their vehicle, and walked into the cookie shop and bought cookies to eat.
Well, notice the Sergeant Baker is actually eating sushi with his car double parked here.
Yeah, but at least it's not in a red lane like it was before.
Good point. Thank you. Aaron Hopkins, you're a witness here. Take a look here. Walk out here with me. Am I eyes deceiving me, or is that a box of sushi in front of Sergeant Butchie Baker?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And is he, in fact, eating here?
Yes.
And is his squad car not parked directly in front of this area in a no-parking zone right past the crosswalk in front of Sushi Now?
Yes, sir.
And hasn't he been here for at least 10 minutes doing this?
Yes, sir.
And there's no one's putting a gun to your head to say this?
No.
Just want to make sure there's a witness. I mean, is this car obstructing the movement of cars on the sidewalk?
Pretty good question.
I mean, I should say on the street.
So there's a corner right there.
But it seems that he's illegally parked.
Yeah. Yeah.
We may have to make a citizen's arrest. Can you take his squad car home?
No. Oh, no. Well, I don't know.
We're talking with...
Shiri Liron.
You know, you're sort of lounging on the bench, probably misusing public property here at Soquel and Pacific. And you have some yellow cards with 21-cent stamps attached in your hand. And you were showing me this. This is a card from the Santa Cruz City Council, or to the Santa Cruz City Council, from a concerned citizen. What's this all about?
Well, it's sponsored by the Santa Cruz City Council. So, pretty much, it's these cards that they're handing out downtown. The question is...
Actually, I learned by going to the Santa Cruz City Council offices, according to the City Clerk's office, they are not sponsored by the City Council. They're sponsored by the Downtown Association.
...thing represents my thoughts concerning the current condition of downtown Santa Cruz, kind of implying the hippie corner conflict between the merchants and the kids that are supposedly loitering in front of New Leaf Market and the Sushi Now. So, I don't know what my take on it, really. I mean,
we don't want that kind of scum hanging around town, do we?
That's the objective
people
answer.
People with berets who write poetry, I mean, they're very questionable, don't you
think? Don't put words in my mouth. I am absolutely anti-capitalism, yet I exist in this society and must earn my
this
buck.
This man is obviously a sexual harasser, isn't he?
I don't know who this person is.
I would have to. I mean, I've seen this man rape three women in public with a no, actually, I'm just kidding completely about that whole issue. So you yourself are a longtime Santa Cruz?
I've been here about 3.5 years.
And have you been disturbed or bothered by the scene at Hippie Planter?
Actually, I'm from Berkeley, and I'm kind of used to the element of people hanging around and, you know, the whole hippie culture sitting on sidewalks, and so they don't bother me. I don't bother them, but I'm also not a business owner, so I don't really, you know, I don't have that perspective of someone that's trying to make money, you know, and I can see how they would see that they're disturbing their business, but, I mean, I think it's bullshit, to be honest, and I think that it's pure greed and abuse of capitalism, and that's pretty much my thoughts.
Well, we just don't want your kind around here, Ms. Berkeley. Why don't you just take your radical notions and go back to the 60s where you belong?
I wasn't born yet. I don't think my parents were of sexual age then either, so.
And now you're trying to shock and scandalize the young people with these lewd and obscene references.
I'm not. I'm just killing time before I have to go make my buck to pay my rent.
What do you do?
I'm a waitress.
Where?
at Mobo Sushi.
Mobo Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Mobo Sushi, not Sushi Now. Thank you.
Nope. That's it. Thanks.
So, a point of formatise, he's about to give the musician some free sushi. I commend... point in Matisse's favor, he's just giving some free sushi to the musician. Very good.
And Matisse, of course, is Matisse Selman, the owner of Sushi Now, an otherwise nice guy who is... seemingly been drawn into this situation, and it's unfortunate that he and Ali Ka are allowing themselves to be used by the Redevelopment Agency and the Downtown Association and the City Council as the gentrification agents downtown. Still, I encourage people to boycott Sushi Now and boycott Alibaba's Cafe and New Leaf Market and tell folks who are in these three businesses why you're doing it. Go up to the owners and say, look, I want to change your policy. That's really what I want to see. I don't want to have to boycott you. I want to be able to spend money here. So make it so I can spend money. Let's have an open dialogue. Let's have some discussions and some conflict resolution, some mediation, maybe a code of conduct, but not using the police to wall off an area and build a fence here and remove a whole bunch of people. And what you're listening to now are some discussions on, it looks like, February 3rd of this year that happened down on New Leaf Market, the sidewalk in front of New Leaf Market. I was going to call it the New Leaf Market sidewalk. Guess we should call it the Sushi Now Alibaba's Cafe sidewalk or the Downtown Association sidewalk.
Okay. Okay,
we're talking to
Amory Board,
and
Caroline Cassidy.
And what's...
from Humboldt, California.
How long have you been in Santa Cruz?
Off and on since 420 last year with Ron Coyne and his dog Dakota, who was homeless here on the strip.
And
taught me everything I know besides intelligence, you know.
Cool. How long you been outside?
I have three houses. I choose to live on a floor. I like feng shui. I'm qigong, you know, totally all the way. Mm-hmm. I need a cigarette once in a while every day, but you know, it's a day I ate for. I feel like the queen bee that got attacked. And I think it's about the War of the Concord, and these children are all hungry, and we're spending all this money on guns, okay? Now, all these guns aren't doing us any good because we could just use our minds to get those bad things that are happening in our world to go away. But people aren't doing that. They're just encouraging the negativity.
What do you think of the idea that these two merchants want to get rid of all these people here by fencing up?
First of all, one was very rude to me. I come from a very, very famous family. Red Cross Army captains, okay? Bowen 777s, okay? This is not airborne property here. This is not... they're not in their jurisdiction, let me tell you, to tell us we are not a free country. They are privately booth owners. They told me, I was trying to have a cup of coffee, and I sat down very tired. I have thyroid lupus disease, and I've had cancer twice, okay?
Where did you sit? Here?
I sat at the coffee one. Now, sushi was okay. He didn't want me to smoke a cigarette, I understand.
Right.
But the coffee man was very rude. He said I couldn't sit on his bench.
Alibaba's Cafe?
Yes, Alibaba Cafe came out. He was wearing black pants, all black. He says, ma'am, are you going to have a cup of coffee? I yelled at a car, said, your coffee's on your car. He says, you're disturbing the peace here. I think you should go somewhere else. I said, excuse me, I was going to give you business, and my family, my friends, and my universe will never give you business again. I'll do everything I can not to sit in your space, but you can't tell me what to do. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt. I'm a caregiver for the homeless here. Half of them, most of them actually up here on Front Street. I work on wheelchairs. I know I'm disabled myself. I gave my house once to homeless kids, and I got them off the street off drugs. I don't even need money. I'm just looking for Eric. I'm going to jump start a cigarette. Excuse me while you ask me a question.
I think you've done good, and I appreciate what you've said so far. You want to sum up with anything?
Well, it's all about Sierra Club. We had our Marino's Bar in Arcata, California, burned down. Next door it was the North Coast Environmental Center, and our voices and our streams about the drugs getting dumped in our fish. I'm from Trinidad Harbor. I grew up in the Harbor Light Building Supply. I believe that I don't have to lie to be a superstar, and I don't have to make money either. It's all nonprofit. At first, I was offended by you, all you. I thought you guys were soliciting us, but I realized you're trying to keep us here. If we don't stand here and talk with the people, our babies won't learn through our eyes and our views. And I don't do drugs, and I know that once in a while I got to take a thyroid pill, but this is Glory B, right here in this corner. I call this Dog Corner, where I miss Ghost Dog Dakota and Pup, and Mike Gala.
Thank you. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Josh. I work for the Sierra Club, and I canvassed them for a while, but I went on a rally with Greenpeace, and I realized that they were more into what's going on than Sierra Club was, but I did make a few $100,000 at least for them. I'm working right now with a skateboard company, and I plan to donate to charities, and I think that they really should free up the system a little bit more around here and let kids be able to ride for free and do what they want to do. Because they have too many people here that are coming down on us just for being ourselves.
Yeah, and they like war. The people here like war. I say it's a war to conquer. Miles of piles. Crap. And I changed diapers for years and raised my brothers and my children. Let me tell you what. I've never seen more rude people all over the world. But Santa Cruz, they are gems in the sky. Stars and paintings of the birth of my eye.
Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, my name is Michael. I got a nickel. It's all shiny new. I'm going to buy me all sorts of candy. That's what I'm going to do. My girl is Cindy. When we get married, we're going to have a baby or two. We're going to let them visit their grandma. That's what we're going
to
do.
Thank you. We're talking to Paul. We found Ed Meneses of Homes on Wheels, but is your home now a bike on wheels?
No, I've been reduced to riding a bicycle since they've taken away every vehicle that I owned, which was
Capitola Police.
Five. No, it was. This was courtesy of the wonderful city of Santa Cruz. They took away everything, and they left me to cruise on a two-wheeler, which I've always done anyway, and I hadn't been able to for the last month, and I'm just rediscovering the joys and finding out how good it is to get in shape that way. In any event, since I've gotten back, I've discovered that people now have to pay to live at campsites, in a manner of speaking,
yeah,
they have to do slave labor. What's up with the city? When are they going to get it right? What we're still looking to do, Homes on Wheels, is help people not only not have to grovel under the city's extermination type of
sleeping ban,
but to be able to rise up, and we're still having people donating things. I was recently in San Diego, where I've expanded my campaign, I want you to know, and I was able to get two homeless people in two trailers down there. I have two trailers that were recently given to me. One of them was kind of cruddy, but needs work. You know, sometimes you got to work on things that give you that are given to you for free. So I do have a trailer to give away at this point, and I probably have another one to give away. So anyway, we're still looking for motorhomes and whatnot. Call us, Homes on Wheels.
What's your number now? Both numbers were disconnected last night.
No.
Okay, what's your number?
I can't remember the Community Action Board, and I'll have the other number connected this week.
457-9754, extension 1913.
That's it. Thank you.
I thought
there
you
that
have
was it.
Hey. Good. Thank you, Ed.
It's good to talk to you, Robert. Keep up the struggle.
You too.
I'll see you later.
I'll listen to a little music here.
We're grossing customers from Sushi Now out. That one person was spitting into a trash can, sucking it back up, and someone else was a lot of cigarette smoke, and then other people were scratching their butts. And that he was trying to create a nice ambiance for people to eat sushi, and there was all these hippies scratching their butts. So the hippies have offended the Sushi Now business.
I haven't seen much of that in the last two or three weeks.
Yeah, the hippies that quit scratching their butts.
Quit scratching your butts, you guys.
Can we put some signs up that say no scratching your butts next to the sushi restaurant?
That'd be fine with me.
Talk to city council.
Yeah, they've already given away this area to Sushi Now and Alibaba's. Where you're sitting, you will not be able to sit in 2 weeks.
No, I was told by the owner that I'm always welcome here.
Well, the reason you won't be able to sit here is because he will have a fence up here, and you'll actually be literally in violation of the law by sitting 10 feet from a business. Right now, you're not 10 feet from a business. You're more than 10 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah, I'm 10 feet from the business.
Well, no, it's from his kiosk. That's his business.
But Mr. Matisse told me I'm welcome.
Right, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. He's the owner of that business.
No, anybody can file a complaint against you. It is not just him. See, he can't change the law on that. That's
yeah, and the point here is that there's a law downtown that says if you sit 10 feet from a business on the sidewalk, you are illegally sitting. And so once the business area becomes the planter area, which is currently public, the entire sidewalk area in front of New Leaf Market is going to be 10 feet from some business. whether it's the kiosk itself, either Alibaba's Cafe, whether it's Sushi Now, the green kiosk in front of New Leaf Market, whether it's the planter area, which will then be fenced off with a wrought iron fence where people will be sitting at the Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe tables. The entire area will be within a 10-foot range of those businesses, and therefore it will be illegal to sit down. You'll be able to sit down in the Sushi Now area at one of their tables with their permission, of course, but you won't be able to sit on the sidewalk or at a planter near that, within 10 feet of a business. So it's going to remove a seating area, again, the point being to eliminate a whole class of people down there, which the some people in the city don't want to see hanging out. First Amendment, right of assembly, be damned.
That's 10 feet.
Right now you're 10 feet away.
Or not.
Right. About 5:25 on February 8th. Goodness. Dick Wilson. That's the city manager, the man who actually runs the city.
What's that?
Dick Wilson. Well, Free Radio wants to know what's been happening here. We have a sign. We're poor, ugly, and nobody loves us, but we have feelings too. Spare change. How are the people treating you?
It's all right, I guess.
So we have actually four folks, three men, one woman, and how long have you been here?
We got here yesterday.
And how long have you been sitting here on the sidewalk today?
About an hour.
3 hours.
3 hours?
Yes. Wait, that's about 5 o'clock.
Well, it's been about, it seems like 3 hours, but it's actually been about half an hour.
Oh,
it's now 5:30. Yeah.
But I'll be for a quarter and 50 cents, bro.
Watch out.
50 cents. Got that 50 cents for
you?
Yeah, sorry, come on, bro.
So we have an offer. A man is offering to provide a little sadistic entertainment for those who are sadistically inclined. What's your take been on this spit on me for a quarter, kick me for 50 cents rap?
Well, it consists of a chocolate donut. And I had one and I was just like, well, I thought, what the hell? Work out your aggressions on the homeless, kick me for 50 cents. And well, hell, if you don't like me, worse, spit on me for a quarter.
So you are in fact trying to provide therapy for the folks passing by.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Oh, or entertainment.
And entertainment as well. Now, have you guys actually made any money doing
this?
Oh
yeah.
How much?
Probably about $4.
$4 for four people for half an hour.
Oh no, we made more than that. We've been here.
We'll say in the last half hour.
In the last half hour, we've probably made about $6.
Yeah.
And. What do you think, sir? You've kept a cool profile here. What's your comment on?
I don't have a comment.
We're just observing.
Just chilling.
All right. Your name is?
Hannah.
And Hannah, are you a local or are you from out of town?
I'm from Oregon.
You are, in fact, holding the sign. You've been here for a couple days? Or?
No, we got here yesterday.
My turn.
So you are all from out of town?
He and I are. We came down together. Yeah.
And you are local or?
I'm local from SoCal.
Okay. And you, sir, how long have you been in town, the man who's doing the do-it-yourself therapy for the local bigots here in Santa Cruz?
I've been here about two weeks.
And what's your name?
Asshole.
Thank you, asshole. All right. We're talking to
Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man, you're interested in circulating a petition here at Cathcart and Pacific. I mean, I'm sorry, at Cathcart and Lincoln, Hippie Planter, in front of New Leaf, because you
Pacific
feel that the...
Pacific and Lincoln.
Is the petition addressed to the community, to the city council, to the businesses? What is your... To whom are you addressing this petition, or...?
To anyone who has the disagreement that we are where we are. I honestly think we have the great together peacefully on good terms. And the public needs to take care of the major things that are happening, not the small things. The other day, I got a ticket for trying to roll a cigarette in a doorway when it was raining, and I hadn't even stood there for 5 seconds.
Now, which doorway was
it? I believe it was this one right here.
Juice World?
Yeah, Juice World.
And what time of day was it?
I think it was maybe mid-morning, or early morning, mid-morning, somewhere around there.
It was raining?
Yes, it was raining.
And what day was this?
I believe it was the day before yesterday. Either the day before yesterday or
that'll
yesterday.
That'll be the 6th, Wednesday the 6th. Now, was anybody witness this? Anybody witness you getting a ticket? I see a woman nodding. What's your name?
It should be said the Juice World is not only closed, it's vacant. There hasn't been any business in Juice World for some months. So if this man is telling the truth, Spider-Man got a ticket for standing in an alcove out of the rain to roll a cigarette in front of a business where there was no business. And in fact, it's illegal to sit down within 10 feet of a business, even a vacant business, ironically and unfairly, but unfortunately that's our Santa Cruz City Council. That's our Mayor Christopher Crone, thank you. Hasn't taken any efforts to change that law. But it's not illegal to stand and roll a cigarette. It just sounds like sheer harassment, and if you got a ticket, it's interesting. Let's hear some more about this.
Gottwig.
And you observed this this man, Spider-Man, getting a ticket?
Yes.
And who gave him a ticket?
It was a female cop. I'm not real. She's not really a. She's pretty much public safety, supposedly.
The CSO.
Yeah.
Light blue.
And light blue.
What did she tell you?
She told me that I was not allowed to stand in that doorway, and she wrote me a ticket. And I said, "Can I stand in here and roll my cigarette? Well, because it's raining, and I don't want to get my cigarettes wet." She automatically wrote me a ticket because I had not seen the sign behind me due to the fact that I have no glasses. I am nearsighted.
Yeah.
Well,
it's also in the public right-of-way. The place is closed, and it was raining.
And the heart is red, and everything else is red and black. So we thought it was a Valentine's scene.
Let's take a look at this. There seems to be some. There's a series of. This is sort of a display. A Hearts for the Arts in the kind of the window, and there's also, of course, a no trespassing or loitering. However, loitering is in fact not a constitutional thing to cite someone for. So trespass. Right. Well, I will stand here because I believe I have a right to be here.
It's interesting. Apparently someone set up a. Sounds like some nonprofit organization in the window of this abandoned or empty business set up a display in Juice World about Hearts for the Arts, whatever that is, some sort of nonprofit art thing, perhaps connected with Del Mar, not sure. So it intended to attract people to stand and look at the sign. So it's okay for a person to look at the sign, apparently. You won't get a ticket for trespass, but if you're a person who's a young person who's associated with the crowd in front of New Leaf Market at the Planter, and you're trying to roll a cigarette, the CSO, the female CSO, one of the several female CSOs, will write you a ticket. Or at least that's what happened to this man, according to this situation. There's also a sign that says, no loitering, no trespassing, but trespass requires you be given a warning that you are trespassing. And I don't know that that was done either. And the reason I mention all these little picayune things is because them's the law, folks, as far as I know. I'm not a lawyer, but it's just my own experience with the law. And it's it shows that the law means nothing or is used selectively to harass the people that the Downtown Association wants gone from the downtown. And that just ain't right.
They have to warn you before they can ticket you. I mean, actually, the owner's agent, if it's a trespass ticket, has to warn you.
Yes.
They don't have to warn you on certain other cases, but that was one statute where I understand. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert. And you should check it out in the library. But that would be my understanding. Also, of course, it's clearly harassment because you're not blocking the sidewalk, you're not blocking the business, you're not creating any kind of problem, and in fact, you're simply, hey, Sam, you're simply. You know, well, I think you're killing yourself with cigarettes, but that's another story, and that's your right, you know, certainly your business, and a lot of people do that. So, can I see the ticket that you got? Because I'd like to see the name of the officer who did that. I think the officer who's doing this is engaging in an active campaign of harassment. I'm wondering if she's doing it because she's been ordered to do so, or because she just has a desire to do so.
I think I have it in my pocket.
So while the ticket is being looked for, it looks like a nice evening. It's fairly warm tonight. Do you want to say anything about this? You observed this?
I wanted to say that she came up to me and told me that those backpacks had better be with the person that they belong to. They've been sitting there all day, or she will have them removed.
Now, was this about the same time?
No, this was today.
The same officer?
She approached me and said, there was three backpacks there, that said the owners of these need to be with them at all times. This is not a luggage stand, and this is not storage.
And this was the same woman?
Yes, she said within, like, now, like in the next 2 or 3 minutes, they need to be with the person or she will have them removed.
Interestingly enough, I helped a young woman, Emily, get her stuff back from the police station. I think that she's over there now, yesterday, because I think that's Emily. Is that Emily? Yeah.
You did? They
yeah,
take it away?
Yeah, they took it away, and then the police returned it to her. So you're pointing to a backpack next
to... two others. There's a pole right there.
Right.
It's like a peeping pole there of stuff.
Right. And then, now, it's
on my bike.
And now, wait a minute. What's your name, sir?
My name is Nick.
And Nick, who stole your bike?
The cops stole my bike. I had witnesses.
They had army boots stolen.
And they tried to deny it, that they took my bike from me.
How do you know they stole your bike?
I had witnesses. I had other friends who saw them take my bike. I went to park my bike in front of New Leaf to go buy an avocado and some chips real fast. And I came out, and it was gone. And I called the police officer, and they denied taking it. Then I had a witness that said that they did take it. And I went down there, and there's one nice female police officer who was really helpful down at the station, but everyone else was trying to hide it from me. And supposedly after, like, they take people's stuff, and if you don't claim it within a certain time, like, most people don't know that the police were the ones stealing stuff.
Right.
Then they sell it.
Boycott Sushi Now and Alibaba's Cafe, folks.
And it's pretty fucked up when
now,
the cops...
When did this happen?
This happened, like, six weeks ago. There lots of people have had things stolen by the police.
Yeah, let this woman through. Woman coming through. Coming through. Coming through.
Sorry.
Go for it. Go ahead. There you go. Go ahead.
It seems to be mostly the hippie kids traveling through here that are getting their stuff stolen.
Now, did you file a report about it? And do you know which officers you think took the bike?
Well, I claimed it from them once after they stole it, and it was really hard to get it back. It took me about a week of going there every single day before someone finally found it. They said, "Oh, we lost it. We can't find where it is." And someone finally got it for me by description. And it was missing again now. Now they're saying they have no idea where it's at.
Now, do you have witnesses in the second incident that there were police officers involved, or you just suspected it may well be?
This time I'm just suspecting. But last time they were definitely trying to take it from me, and they weren't giving it back very easily.
And what was the kind of delay you experienced? Did you present ID? What were they demanding before you gave it? They gave it back to you?
Oh, I'd be in the waiting room. I'd wait for like 2 hours, and they forgot about me. And I'd say, "Oh, come back tomorrow." The guy went home. And I'd come back again, and then, "Oh, wait here." And I wait for a few hours, and, "Oh, the guy forgot about you. Come back tomorrow." And then finally, like, I got a hold of someone.
How many times actually did it require to visit the police station to get your bike back?
Four times during hours, and once when it was on the weekend.
And what kind of a bike was it, and how much was it worth?
It was a green Specialized rock hopper bike. It was about $160 used, but it's worth, that was a bargain. It was probably $300 if you bought it from a thrift store or something, and it was probably like over a thousand brand new.
Wow. And so, disappeared 6 weeks ago. You finally got it from the police, who claimed, no doubt, that it was abandoned or something?
They said that you can't have things laying around without being locked up, because someone might take them.
And they wanted to prove that was the case.
They proved it.
And this happened again, and again recently, within the last week?
Yes.
And you're without a bike?
That's it.
Have you been down here much of the day? It looks like a pretty vibrant scene. It's a Friday evening coming up, and looks like about 25, 30 people here, kind of all clusters. It's okay, sorry, Spider-Man, when you find it, show me. It'll be good.
Will do.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you that there was a ticket. So, anything happening today, Nick, that you've noticed that you think is of note?
I just got down here. I was in college for most of the day.
Okay, so nothing in particular. I mean, I don't see any police harassing people. I see two officers over there, but I don't see any active harassment. But, of course, I guess that comes and goes.
I just have to wait.
What's that?
You just have to wait a few minutes.
Yeah, right. I will. We'll see. Thank you, Nick. Any reports of harassment or problems today? Anybody wants to report?
Yeah.
Cool. No problems. Excellent.
It's still early, though.
Right now, give somebody a ticket for sitting on the sidewalk.
Say that again?
They're hassling. The cops are hassling somebody down the street.
No, show me.
Okay.
Let's go check it out. So what's your name?
My name's Suzanne. My friend Cheshire talked on the radio show yesterday.
Ah, yes.
We grew up together.
The Cheshire Kid.
The Cheshire Kid. We're from the same mountain up in Humboldt.
I see.
Like,
well, does this mean we get a date? No, just kidding. No sexual harassment here.
They just harass us because down the there.
Let's find out. Actually, I interviewed these four before. These are from two of them from Eugene. And
do you know the guy named Asshole?
I do know Asshole.
Yeah.
And he isn't really an asshole. He's kind of a funny guy.
Asshole. He's what I want.
Well, it looks like two.
The asshole left.
Asshole left, and then the fellow on the end who was also local.
Asshole thing is when it gets
into asshole. So what happened? You've lost your asshole here. What's going on?
The cops made us separate because we're in a group and that's illegal.
Actually, that's not true. It is only illegal if you verbally ask for spare change. If you have a sign, it is legal, provided you don't say anything in terms of seeking donations. Beware, however, if you are lying on the sidewalk, that is also considered to be criminal behavior. I don't want to be the one to say so, but officer over here, arrest him immediately.
Right.
You still have the "we're poor, ugly, and nobody loves us, if we have feelings too" spare change. I'm afraid I'm going. So I just left the host's office. Actually, the second time I've been in there, the first time was with Sergeant McPhillips, I believe his name is. And how's it going? Good. And I showed Terry Butler the report that I was making, actually the baker made on me, in a 10-page police report that I picked up today from the police station about my arrest for blocking the sidewalk about a week and a half ago. And in it, the report indicates that Terry's ticket has been dismissed. So, hey. And he hadn't heard about it one way or the other, and I haven't gotten the police report on that ticket, so I should be looking for that soon.
And I talked about that earlier in the show. Apparently, according to the police report, which I did get, he had heard about it. He did know it was dismissed, and somebody is not being entirely honest here. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. I'm your host, Robert Norris. This is Bathrob Spears Broadsides, 3.5 hours of chitter chatter and lots of interesting interviews on the streets of Santa Cruz. We assume we should be talking with Larry Templeton, formerly of Camp Paradise. And who knows, maybe that Camp Paradise will rise again if we can get a hold of somebody over there at the Santa Cruz Service Corps. I understand they only have until the end of the month. Let's see what we got here.
Hey, Kay, this is Free Radio Santa Cruz calling in. I wondered if Larry or someone else is around who wants to talk.
You want to call back and I'll go get him?
Sure.
Okay.
So we will take a brief musical break and wait for Larry Templeton.
See the man in his limousine, in his tie and well-pressed shirt, hoping that he's not been seen on the lookout for dessert. He knows that he is guilty, and a visit might be paid by the vegan vigilantes of the biotic-making brigade. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the baking brigade delivers.
There's the chorus.
If you sell your city's soul to the landlord's greedy pack, you, my friend, have earned yourself a tasty pastry snack. You can call yourself a liberal and hope your crimes will fade, but your sellout soul will be exposed by the biotic baking brigade. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the baking brigade delivers. If you cut down the last of the forests, spew poison in the air, don't you be surprised to find that cheesecake in your hair. Yes, if you are a corporate criminal, you've surely made the grade to receive a fresh baked goodie from the biotic baking brigade.
Here we go.
What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the baking brigade delivers. of industry. We know of your disgrace. So smile for the camera with the cream pie in your face. You can hope that we won't find you out as you're hiding in the shade. Someday soon you'll meet your doom, the biotic baking brigade. Here we go. What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the baking brigade delivers.
One more time.
What's that sailing through the air in the boardroom? See them shiver. You can spend your life hoping for pie in the sky, but the baking brigade delivers.
Larry Templeton.
Hey, what's going on, Robert?
Hey, you're on Free Radio Santa Cruz Live. Watch out.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Well, what's up down there with you? Is
well,
it church services?
Well, we got church services going on. We got a big yard sale going on. We're trying to get rid of some stuff.
I hear the city's trying to get rid of you.
Well, that's what I hear, but, you know, we ain't going nowhere yet.
So your lease is on until the end of the month? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's it. Then that's why we're having a yard sale today, trying to come up with a little extra money where we can survive through the rest of the year here.
Mm-hmm.
To keep us going and stuff, and so we're having a big yard sale. So if anybody's out there wants to come over and look at cheap bicycle parts or radios or anything like that, we have quite a bit of stuff.
And where is this again?
This is at 745 River Street.
That's the corner of River and Coral.
Yes, right on the corner.
Huh. And how long will your sale be going for?
It'll be going all day today and tomorrow.
And the weather is supposed to be holding up?
Yeah, it's getting cloudy and sunny off and on all day today, but...
Mm-hmm. So how are relations with the Homeless Services Center? I know that's sort of been off again with
Ken Cole.
Yeah,
it's still doing the same thing. You know, we're trying to raise our lease up a little longer, but I don't think we're going to get it done. I'm hoping we can, but, you know, it's up to the city. One thing, they'll tell you 1 minute one thing, and the next minute they just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't keep their word, as far as I can see.
Now, what about, you went to City Council on Tuesday, and you said a word or two to the city. I wasn't at that meeting. I get pretty tired of these council meetings like you do, I imagine.
Yeah.
What happened at the council meeting, if anything?
Nothing happened. Mm-hmm. They postponed it again until the 27th. You know, they postpone it every time. They're going to do the same thing. Everybody goes, oh, they're going to do it different this time. No, they added 2 weeks to the camping ban. They still made it illegal for people to sleep. I don't know how that 2 weeks is going to work. In each park, you know, that's 6 weeks for what, the whole year.
Well, you also got to have some huge amount of liability insurance and a nonprofit.
You got to be a nonprofit. You got to have a bond on the land, which I don't know very many homeless people can do that. You got to have an insurance, a liability insurance. I don't know any insurance company that's going to give very many homeless people or a group of 15 an insurance policy just to go out camping.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough enough for us to get it, and we had. Got a lot of backers behind us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I talked to Mark Premack, a council member when he was also running for the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
He spoke up at UCSC a couple days ago debating Mike Schmidt and Marty Wormhout, or I should say discussing issues. And I showed him a flyer in which I stated that he had abandoned Camp Paradise and he had essentially backed away from his proposal.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is that true?
Yeah, as far as I know, it is.
Have you spoken with Mark? Or
I can't get hold of Mark.
He doesn't return your calls?
No.
You too, Larry. For heaven's sake, man.
You're
on the poo-poo list.
Yeah, the ones we work with, we try to call them. We've done a lot of work with the city. And they just seem like they don't want to work with us. I mean, I've called them, try to find out what the heck's going on. They won't let me know nothing. Then when you go to the city council agenda, you hear the same crap. You don't hear nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is, I guess you guys had a meeting scheduled with the Parks and Rec. How did that go?
It got canceled.
It got canceled?
Yes.
I guess they were sick. I see. So they decided they are just shutting you down, huh? I guess, I mean, at least that's how it sounds. They're just not pursuing any
whatever
of this stuff. Well, are there any... I know that we've also talked last show. We had a long talk with Ms. Jetta. It's like, it looks like Larry, you're selling even as we speak.
Yeah.
That's good. Down at Isla Vista, there's an encampment, and we spoke to one of the women associated with that encampment. I wonder if she or anyone else from Isla Vista got in touch with you guys.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, well, we can, after the show, I'll be happy to give you her number.
Yeah, if you would, I'd sure appreciate it.
Sure, you can call her. I know that Dignity Village is kind of, have anybody from Dignity Village arrived yet?
Not yet. We've been talking with them on email, letting them know what's going on here.
That's an encampment up in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, they're our sister camp, you know. They're
mm-hmm.
part of our family now.
Go ahead.
We're hoping we can change the law. You know, if we get enough of the camps that have already started changing the laws, maybe the city of Santa Cruz will take it to heart that, hey, this ain't the only place that does it.
Well, you know, if they know it all...
That works perfect. Works what, good.
You know what LBJ always used to say there?
Yeah.
LBJ always used to say, if you grab them by the balls, their hearts and minds will follow.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I guess there's another camp called, well, it's actually a village called Tent City 3 up in Seattle.
Yeah, I was hearing something about that. I don't know too much about it right now.
I'm actually preparing a show on Tent City 3 either for next Thursday or...